I don't think there should be panic, but yet there should be concern with the media reports that Joran van der Sloot and his attorney are trying to plea bargain his case. Most attorneys in most murder cases will try and throw out a plea bargain. We all know that. We all thought that Joran van der Sloot, when he was charged with the Flores murder in Peru, would finally be in a jurisdiction that has a justice system, or at least a fair justice system where if you do the crime, you do the time. In this case, we've seen now that Joran van der Sloot in his Peruvian jail has been treated somewhat like a celebrity. He has had privileges and things that we all sit back and shake our heads about. Saying that it is Peru's fault is, I think, somewhat unfair, because there are plea bargains all over the world, including the United States. Will Joran van der Sloot spend the rest of his life in jail? I honestly think he will, but if there is a plea bargain and he does only spend 3 or 4 years, remember, he can be tried for things in the United States, and we all hope that he'll finally have justice put on him for the death of Natalie Holloway. I hope I'm wrong when I say that the plea bargain will happen. I hope I'm right when I'm saying it won't. I guess time will tell. Let's not panic, but let's sit back and let justice take its course. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.